Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than being haunted by your mother-in-law.
Oh, God.
Yes, can you imagine?
Yes.
Yes, you can.
I can.
The number to call in, should you choose, 845-986-8804. 845-986-8804. You can join our chat room, The Den Pen, by going to davinsden.com and clicking chat and listen live. If you're listening to one of our awesome affiliates, simply open up a new window in your browser, type in Davin Comedy, D-A-V-I-N, comedy.com. Go to the Davin's Den page on the bottom, click on that, and then click chat and go. I'm your host, Davin Rosemont. I am joined by Pip Helix.
Hi, everybody.
Joe Curry should be in his car right now, cursing traffic, efforting to get here as we speak.
And cursing us about what we're about to say.
Cursing us?
Yes, of course.
Why would he do that?
Those bastards. I'm not there to defend myself.
That's usually when we attack.
Yes,
that's not true. Actually, I wait till Joe's here.
Yeah, so he can defend himself.
No, I just like to see the expression on his face of disgust. Not the type of person who attacks somebody and I can't relish in their disapproval of my work.
Yeah, but he's in striking distance when he's here.
Not really worried.
Not, okay. Yeah,
Joe's not really one to lash out at humans. He's more likely to knock over some of my kids' toys on the way down. That's Joe's aggressiveness.
That's not even being aggressive. That's just, you Kong. Know, our way of getting into the basement.
Kong being Kong. So we got a jam-packed show tonight. We will tell you the many different ways a dead relative may be trying to communicate with you.
Yes.
Kind of interesting article.
Yeah, it really was.
I know Joe is very excited about this.
I know.
So we'll talk about that. Plus, we'll reveal some of what scammers were saying in their native language while we were talking to one of their girls.
I can't wait to hear this.
Yes, this was when I was doing my video chat with Mavis Mills.
Yes.
And so we'll replay that audio.
Yeah.
It's a lengthy audio. And then I'll give you what they were saying, what was going on behind there.
Yeah, but it's worth hearing it again.
Yeah.
And then going, okay, this is what was going on.
Yeah, I think so too. So I don't know if we're going to get to Ann Jackson tonight since that's so girthy.
Oh, yeah.
But we'll see. We'll see if we can get to Ann Jackson. We surely will. But you had another one of your famous trip, a weekend getaways to Wynwoodapalooza.
That wasn't how it was booked, but that's how I like to look at it.
Well, what do you mean it wasn't booked that way?
It wasn't booked as Wynwoodapalooza. I didn't get the shirt, you know, Wynwoodapalooza.
Well, you've been to so many Wynwood events.
I have. Not as many as some of my Wynwood pals. They are really, really... I mean, one guy, my friend Barry, has... his daughter works for an airline. And so he gets to fly all over the place. And he's seen a lot of shows. And my other friend is a Chicago school teacher. And yet she uses her spare money to go and see Wynwood shows and to travel around. She's been around a lot.
She's been around a lot?
Yeah, I didn't say that right. Sorry.
What a lovely thing of you to say.
I know. Well, you know, Lisa and I can't be the only tarts.
Well, if it makes you feel better, you're not.
I was just talking to Lisa in the chat, and she was talking about something else, and she said something had a wonderful reputation, and I said, unlike she and I. So she knows how it is.
So do you have any stories to tell us?
Well, you know what? Really, things were good. I mean, the show was excellent.
Is there ever a bad Wynwood show?
No. I've seen other shows where people were under the weather and performed badly. Steve actually had laryngitis right before the beginning of the tour, and I saw the second date of the tour, and they were actually discussing amongst themselves, are we going to have to cancel the first couple dates because he opened his mouth and nothing came out. And that's bad when you're the singer, you know.
Well, it depends on the band, but
yes, yeah.
You know, because when he sings it's like an angel.
It is.
It is.
It is.
Yeah. Okay.
Will you stop?
I don't know.
You're more smushy and smarmy about him than I am.
What do you mean?
When you say that, he sings like an angel.
I honestly couldn't tell you one song the man sung.
You really?
I'm. It's before my time.
God, you're so young.
He was in Traffic, right?
Yeah, but he also had a big solo career.
Well, I just never got into it. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, the 80s...
Yeah, I was listening to music in the 80s, but all my guys, they were real men. They had tight spandex, and they had Aquarain in their hair, and they had lovely rouge. I listened to real men in the 80s.
He didn't wear quite as much makeup as your pals.
Well, that's why he didn't make it to my collection.
Like, none.
Well, that's why, you know, I had a choice. Quiet Riot, Rat, Twisted Sister, Wynwood.
We do meet in the middle, you and I, because we both do, like, your pals.
My pals?
Yeah, your pals. You know,
Aerosmith?
Aerosmith.
I don't know if they're my pals.
But, you know, I mean, they're your
I enjoy
fave.
Their work.
Yeah. And so, I mean, we do have some crossover in the genres that we like. But really, there are not too many concerts you and I can go to.
Because I like to rock!
Oh, dear God in heaven. Yeah, you definitely have a more of a hair metal band.
Yeah,
kinda,
absolutely.
Thing. I like a wide variety of music.
So do I. I just, Wynwood never made it into my circle. I can't even say he sucks. I don't know.
You don't know.
So what happened?
Should I put together a mixtape for you? You'd never listen.
If you put together a mix CD for me, I would listen.
You would?
I absolutely would.
Okay, I'll
do that. I would listen.
All right, I'll do that.
I listen to everything once.
Yes, and you don't have to like it. But
no, I would give it a shot.
At least you'd be edumacated.
Right.
All right.
Well, I mean, I might become a fan of the Wood.
Oh, wait. I'm Clutch of the Pearls. No, you wouldn't.
I like some softer rock.
Yeah.
I mean, I like who he opened for. I like Tom Petty.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You don't know. But I've never wanted to see Tom Petty live, because to me, it would just be a boring concert. I don't know why. I just get the impression I'd be bored.
You know, well, you know, I know. There have been people where I thought, oh, God, I'd be so bored at that show. But then I went. Like, my old roommate used to love country music. And so, you know, I would go with her to one or two things. I went to see Clint Black. Have you ever heard of him?
I've heard of him.
Yeah, and I thought, you know, I've heard his music in her car, whatever. There's a couple of songs. All right, whatever. But I went to the show, and he and his band were really good musicians.
That happened to me with The Police.
Oh.
I mean, I really wasn't into The Police, even though, like, in 84 I said they were my favorite band just because I needed one and I didn't want to be made fun of, so I said The Police. But, I mean, that's one of my wife's favorite bands, and I was not really into them. But then I saw the concert. Not that Sting moves around that much.
No.
I mean, the drummer, was it Andy Summer?
Yeah, yeah.
He's the one who does all those, who's like the showman.
He is a really good drummer.
Yeah. But I saw the concert. I'm like, you know what? I like these guys.
Yeah.
And I started listening to their music and everything. So it can happen.
Okay. So you
so
know.
I am open to being indoctrinated. I am open to being indoctrinated into the Wood that is Wynn.
Before you know it, you'll be going, are you going to go to the Detroit show? You want to go together?
No, that won't happen. If I'm first of all, I don't want to go to Detroit.
No, I know.
Second of all, I don't want to go to Detroit to see Wynwood. But if he was in the area and it was affordable and I liked him, perhaps.
Yeah.
So tell us, enlighten us all. We live vicariously through you when you go meet the Wood.
Oh, God, help me. Well, you know what? Very few times that I go do I get to actually, like, see him in person.
Well, there's a restraining order.
Yeah, you know, and that does block a lot of the time out that I would probably try to go and see him. I mean, the rest of the band are not as well known, and so...
Are they with him? Are they originals?
No. I'm like, well, I mean, he started in Spencer Davis Group, and that was in the early 60s.
Yeah, but he's still around, so it's not unreasonable to think.
No, but it's not like one of those groups like the Stones where a lot of the originals are together. I mean, Spencer Davis Group, well, he left them when he was 19. And then Traffic, unfortunately, they started with four guys, and two of them are gone, and the other one's Dave Mason, and the two of them don't get along.
Again, couldn't tell you a Traffic song.
Yep, you could. Low Spark of High Heel Boys.
No.
Really?
No.
Okay. All right, well.
It might come on the radio, but I'm sure you, I'm changing the station. But it's just like, I
assure you, none of this crap for me.
But again, if I am forced to listen to a CD, now you need to pick the songs you think I would like of theirs.
Well, I know, so that will be a little bit of a challenge.
Yeah, apparently that's a problem.
Well, no, it's not because I don't think the music is good. It's just because I'm going to try to pick the things that I think might appeal to you.
But then again,
but you're a man who has Air Supply in his collection.
I do. And I like Kenny Loggins' Pooh Corner. So I have an eclectic range. It doesn't have to just be rock.
Right, I know.
But it just can't suck. Like an ex-girlfriend gave me an Erasure cassette.
Okay.
And I listened to it once.
Right.
Upon listening to it, I determined I was correct. This did indeed suck.
I don't know any of their music.
But she also sent me Creedence Clearwater Revival and REO Speedwagon, which I had not really known before her. And I enjoy them. Like, I'll leave them on the radio now.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm open.
Okay, cool.
So, was there anything interesting happen or just now?
There was one incident, and I think this has more to do with me than it does really with the show or anything. Like I said, Steve was a little bit under the weather, and it's interesting to me because, I mean, he's probably been ill other times I've gone to see him, and I wouldn't even know because he's been in the business so long, he knows what to do.
Yeah, he can fake it.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, he still can play fabulously, even if he's not feeling well. The singing part would be difficult, especially if you just had laryngitis.
Yeah, but is there like a Wynwood cover band where they could like ask the guy to do an appearance, and then Steve could play? I guess he plays guitar.
He plays keyboards mostly, but
okay. Shows you what I know.
I know. He's playing, you know, the Hammond organ.
I've heard of it. I don't know it personally.
Yeah, he plays
the Daryl Hammond organ. Big fan.
No, not that. Oh God, not that. No, he plays Hammond organ and guitar, but he can really play anything. But he plays both of those on this tour.
Okay,
equally, pretty much.
So if he can't sing, there's really no show.
Yeah, no, okay. You're screwed because the sax and flute player can play. He also can play.
Yeah, I'm just hearing Hammond organ and flute player, and I'm thinking there's not a chance in hell I like this CD.
No, not true.
All right. Not mentioning some of my favorite instruments to listen to.
Well, you know,
I mean, I like a good organ at a sporting event. But don't get me wrong.
But you don't know. You don't know. You might have your eyes open. You might go blech to like,
you know,
some of the
I've
things.
Never heard a song. You go, you know what? That needs more flute. I've never had that internal thought.
You know what? It was not a traditional instrument that I thought, oh, wow, I'm going to love this. I didn't know that a lot of the songs that I'd grown up loving were him because the style. I mean, it all sounds like his voice. It all now I can hear somebody playing and going, it's the sound of my master's voice that's what I say. It's the sound of my master's voice, or you know, a distinct style of playing. But there have been like albums that he played a lot of studio work for other people, and every once in a while I'll go, that guitar solo sounds like his style, and look it up and it's like, sure as hell, I was
right.
So
you should send me other people's work that he's played on.
No,
Alice Cooper, I love this.
no, but a wide range.
Okay, you know? Listen, I would not make the song with the flute solo track one.
Yeah, I know, I know, because then it's going fling, but...
No, I'll listen all the way through once.
Okay.
All the way through once.
Okay.
But I'm just saying, organ solo, unless it's in the God of the Vita, and then I'm right there with you. Right there with you. Flute, though?
Well, you know the song, Give Me Some Lovin'.
Yeah, I don't like
give
it.
Give Me Some Lovin'. You don't like that song?
Nah, it's generic. Is that his?
Yeah.
Well, this isn't a good start.
No, it's not a good start. Everybody likes that song.
Not everybody.
It's generic?
Eh.
Wow.
Give Me Some, yeah, okay.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, but I do like songs in that genre. That song never gets to stay on my radio for very long.
Well, I'm surprised.
Yeah, you shouldn't be. I like to rock.
Yeah.
Or I like to schmaltz cry. Those are my two emotions.
Schmaltz cry.
You know,
wow.
A little air supply getting left on.
Everyone
like air supply.
Has a storm.
Like poison. Ugh. Like very little Elton John songs. A couple. Candle in the Wind. Like.
Okay.
Croc rocking. Don't like.
Okay. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Daniel's song, don't like.
Okay.
Love Song, I think he has a song about that. Love Song or something?
I don't know.
Yeah. See, like when Billy Joel was touring with Elton John, no interest.
Yeah.
Because I like Billy Joel, don't like Elton John.
I see.
So, you never know where it's going to go with me.
No. It's not easy. But Mr. Helix is not easy to peg that way either. Because as I got to know him, he likes surf guitar music, but he also likes
Little Jan and Dean. Little Jan and Dean.
Not necessarily that. More like the Ventures.
Okay.
But then all of a sudden he'll go, you know who's playing? The so-and-sos. And I'm like, who the hell is that?
I love the so-and-sos. I think they opened for the such-and-suches.
The Thingamabobs. No, the Thingamabobs were supporting. That's right.
So what was this incident?
Oh, so because I have gone to so many shows and...
Well, over 50?
No. No, actually, no. But enough that I know who his crew is and who his band is and stuff
like
that.
But you've met them.
Yeah. And, excuse me, his sound engineer, who's also his tour manager, and he, you know, so you, the guy at the soundboard. So I went over to just wave hello. And there was a guy standing there lacing into him about the sound quality in the venue and going on and on.
Into the manager.
Yeah, and the sound engineer.
Okay.
You know, he was running the board. And I was like, who the hell is this guy? Because he's, James Towler, his sound engineer, has won awards for the sound, you know, and so.
Okay. I didn't know there were sound awards. Okay.
There are. You know, those categories at the Oscars that nobody wants to watch?
Well, yeah, but this wouldn't be an Oscar.
No, but I mean,
this
you know.
A Grammy.
But in the recording industry, there's a whole bunch of different, you know, awards that probably we wouldn't
kind of like
know
podcasting
about.
Awards. Nobody gives a shit.
Yeah. Well, yeah, except sound engineers. They go, oh, that guy's all right.
Except other podcasts go, wow, I should listen. Yeah. Okay. Gotcha. Okay. So, yeah, he's a god among sound engineers.
Well, I wouldn't go that far, but he's good.
He's a lesser god.
Yes, he's a lesser god. He's one of those, you know, lower on the pantheon. He's not Apollo. He's lower god.
Okay. All right. He's pretty good.
Yeah. So this guy is like slightly drunk and guys lacing into him. And the mother cougar in me came out. And I'm just like all ready to go, who the fuck are you?
Okay.
But now the other fans are just as protective of the boys.
What a bunch of sick people you are.
Yeah, we are. We are. I went out in the lobby and met up with my friends because we're all sitting all over the theater. A bunch of people gathered from all over the place in Chicago to see the show. You're looking at me like I'm crazy. Yeah, well, I know.
I can only imagine what this gaggle looks like.
I'll show you pictures later.
Okay.
But
can we put them online?
No. We're not going to do that to my friends.
Oh, they're your friends. Your pod.
They are.
They're your little Wynwood pod.
Yeah. They're
oh,
my
God.
Pals. So,
yeah, there's no way I'm going to one of these shows unless I can openly mock.
No, oh no, not sit next to me, you're not gonna.
Well, I openly mock you every week.
I know, but no, you can't mock him. Not.
No, I wouldn't mock him.
Okay.
I'd mock all of you.
Oh, yeah, well, I mean, sure.
Okay, now I'm interested.
I mean, we're just people, you know, and there are we take no prisoners. Except, you know, I draw the line at Steve. You cannot.
Well, if he does something ridiculous, I can't help myself.
He doesn't, though.
Okay, so then there would be no reason to.
He's very mild-mannered. He plays, you know, he doesn't jump around and make a fool of himself in any way.
It's called performing.
I know, but he's just a very laid-back performer.
You mean he's not David Lee Roth?
No. Oh, no.
Are you ready for Milquetoast?
Yes. It's not Milquetoast.
Well, certainly. All right, go on.
Sits on his bench.
So the tour manager / almost godlike sound engineer.
Yes.
Is getting crap from somebody, and you don't. And all the mother hens are very upset.
They're not. They weren't around to witness it. I was standing there, and I was my.
Were you starting to froth at the mouth?
A little bit.
Okay.
A little bit. Okay. But this guy was bigger than me, and he was drunk, so I didn't think I could take him. So I walked away.
God forbid he screwed you on a bill.
$5! Oh, yeah. So I go out in the lobby, and I'm talking to all my friends, and I was saying that somebody was ripping into James, and they're like, what? And I said, yeah. And then I see the guy in the lobby, and I go, yeah. Now, I'm looking at my friends and telling the story, and then the guy is behind me. So I was going, I was saying to them, yeah, and this reel, and I turned around, and I faced the guy, and I go, douche, like right at him.
Because you're subtle like that.
Yeah, was ripping into James, and the guy looked at me like, what the hell?
He didn't know that he had walked into the snake's pit.
Yes.
He had no idea.
And I thought, and my friends thought it was hilarious, but I also thought, I have become yelling woman.
Yeah, you're starting to get old.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
You kids get off of my fucking lawn.
Yeah, it's unbecoming.
It is.
Because then you're just like me and Joey. For the show, you really aren't as valuable.
No, I know.
Because we kind of need somebody to chill out the show a little bit.
I know, but you know the backstory. There's like stuff that's been going on in my life that I'm so angry about. Now I'm yelling woman.
All right, well, let's blame tragedy on your outbursts.
Yeah. Kind
okay.
Of.
All right.
Yeah. Because I can't let the outlet go where it needs to.
So now we're all in potential harm's
way. Yeah, you're ripping into James Raw!
Settle down, ISIS. Relax. Don't kill the innocent.
He wasn't innocent. He was being a douche.
You don't know the first part of that story. James could have started it.
No. Absolutely
no,
not.
No,
absolutely not. No, because here's this guy ripping into him.
Trouble's been too high.
He was being, okay, well, all right, that's a good point. He's a complete gentleman, and he was taking it from this guy. He never yells at anybody.
All right.
Now, so I was just, how dare you?
Yeah, if only you stuck up for our show as feverishly as you do for the sound guy.
You think I wouldn't?
I don't know.
You don't want to see it.
I don't know. Maybe you'll be our bouncer for the next event.
Could be.
Could use you when I'm getting heckled.
I could. I get annoyed when people heckle you.
Annoyed is different than shit hits the fan 10.
Yeah, I know, but I've seen your audiences, and I don't think I can take them all.
I think you could take too many people, but it doesn't stop you.
Yeah, I could leave a mark.
You've left a mark on all of us.
Yeah, I know.
So that was your story?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, okay.
It was a good trip. Yeah, I had fun with my pals.
Glad you had fun with your pals.
Yeah.
Listen, a weekend away for Pip is a weekend where everybody breathes a little easier back on the East Coast.
I know.
Good times.
I know.
Crazy lady's not in striking distance.
Ooh, she's out of town with all that fury.
It's a good chance, so the house might get decluttered, a cat might disappear. It's a good weekend for Mr. Helix.
No, he wouldn't dare.
Declutter?
No, he wouldn't dare.
Probably lives in fear.
He, I think he does.
Smart man.
I know.
So I had a weird comedy weekend.
Tell me.
So on Friday, I'm talking to a booker who I already work for.
Uh-huh.
And he tells me I needed a good tape, a good video.
Okay.
I mean, tape is such an antiquated word, but we still call it tape.
But yeah, we do.
So I'm like, I have a good one. He's like, no, I need to wear a sport jacket and discuss generic things.
Why on earth would that be a good tape for you?
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, well, I don't do that.
No.
He's like, but that's what these people are looking for. I'm like, so they're shopping for comedy out of the 80s? It's like, I would make this tape and then never do any of this stuff again?
So you'd be generic guy for the tape that's going to show who you aren't?
Yeah, I guess. I guess, write, a whole generic yich act. But I couldn't do that. I'd rather be yich with the original stuff.
Yeah, no. But you have to be you. That would be ridiculous. You with the sports coat being if you're dressed up for TV and you looked very nice on that show.
I haven't worn that stuff since the morning show appearances.
Seriously?
Spent all that money.
Oh,
huh?
That's a shame.
I know, but, but I would wear that.
Yeah.
I would wear that. Yeah. But I can't talk about, how dumb men are and how smart women are. And, what's the deal with the size of the peanuts on airplanes? I can't do 20 minutes on, gosh darn it, kids say the darndest things.
No. No,
I'd shoot myself.
Yeah, Lisa says for the blue hair set.
Yeah, but I got offered that last week by this guy, and I turned it down.
I know.
Because I'm like, I don't want it.
No, that wouldn't be a good fit for you.
No, it wouldn't. I have too much anger and hostility.
No, well, then why do you think me yelling is a bad thing?
I didn't. I don't. I just don't think it's good for our show if we're all that person.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, Joe's threatened people at a sporting event. I mean, he's, he's going beyond us. He could justify it any way you want, but he threatened to kill somebody. So,
I know.
So he's taking it to a level we haven't even taken it to. So if you're escalating your game, then either I have to de-escalate my game,
mm-hmm.
or you got to go.
All right, I'll pack my bags.
But then the same guy, same booker, he's like, I just got off the phone with somebody. He wants to do webisodes geared for kids. You'd be opposite of a puppet.
Oh dear,
you'd be
God.
The straight guy to a puppet
for children.
Well, yes.
Are these scared straight type of children?
No, I think they're children.
They're children. Yeah, that's so in your wheelhouse.
Well, the thing that got me...
You're going to be Steve from Blue's Clues.
Ugh, I don't want to wear those clothes. But I think it'd be a little bit more sass. Touch more sass.
Okay. Yeah,
I did think about that. I couldn't think of the guy's name. I'm thinking, oh, this is Blue's Clues.
Yeah.
But the thing that really made the guy excited about me was, of all things, my romper room credit. It's like, okay. It was like, I was five. I really don't think that.
I might do the same material.
I told him I still got my high. I can still high step. Give me a bop bag. I will beat the crap out of it. Or probably for different reasons than as a kid.
Oh, yeah. No, because you have to vent.
He was very excited about that. So I actually spoke to the guy.
All right.
And I think I can actually pull it off.
You can pull it off. It's just what a weird, like, let's make somebody be. We were talking about the Full House episode and that they were going to do a reboot.
Right.
This is like getting Bob Saget to be a friendly dad. You could do it, but it's.
He did it for years.
He did it for years. It's just like.
He was good at
acting.
It.
Acting.
But, you know, I'm like sassing back and forth with a puppet.
Which you could do.
And
I think that's with me and Joe all the time.
Yeah, seriously. I think it's going to be an African-American puppet, so they wanted a white guy, which,
okay.
You know, I think I can do it.
And what would this...
You know why I think I can do it?
Well, yeah, why?
Because of my new experience with this Little League team.
Yeah.
I'll give you an example.
Okay.
Of like, you know, anybody who listens to the show knows I'm a creep, as well you should.
That's the tag underneath this title of Devin's then.
Sure, but I try not to be that with the little kids and everything.
Of course.
So I'm coaching, so this little girl, she's playing second base. She's looking down at the ground. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what are you looking for? She's like, I'm looking for my letter J. I'm like, did it fall off? She's like, no, I drew it in the dirt. So... Radio show Davin goes, really stupid, focus on the friggin', get your head in the game. Really, you drew it in the dirt? Did you? Why don't you draw a tic-tac-toe boy? But I don't do that.
Okay, what'd you do?
I just said, oh, okay, well, why don't you look at the batter now, and we can look for the J later.
So, yeah.
So I know how to be mellow.
Right, okay.
I know how not to be constant creep.
Yeah, so you're all... You're all poison and everything here, but your air supply with the kids.
Yeah.
All right.
Like even with my daughter, I'm sarcastic.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm not a dick to her.
No.
And I, you know, like my wife has cursed in front of my daughter more than I have, which is hard to believe. Not that she curses a lot. She really doesn't.
She doesn't.
But my wife has slipped more than I have. So I think I can do this. I think this is going to happen.
Okay, cool.
So I think I'm going to be doing webisodes.
Oh, my God. Joe and I are going to get to each other's houses with popcorn and, like, Mystery Science Theater 2000, this crap.
You know, it is what it is. You know, I'm putting myself, you know, okay, I gotcha. I gotcha. It's Chum for the Sharks.
Oh, yeah, it would be.
But all right, whatever.
It's okay.
Yeah, it's fine. I don't live my life for your approval, I assure you that.
No, I know, because really you'd be wasting so much time.
Exactly. So and then I had a show on Friday night in a barbecue joint.
Okay.
And it was a small little place.
Yeah.
I'd never worked for these people before, and people were eating.
Yeah.
During my set, and I haven't really encountered that in a long time.
Oh, like dinner theater for you is something new.
Well, not while people are eating. I mean, usually they eat, and then there's the show.
Right.
I'm not used to competing with brisket and ribs as I'm performing.
And that's a tough sell.
It is.
That brisket and ribs is really engrossing.
No, the food was good. I mean, it was just a hard gig for me. I mean, it was like an audition type thing, and I did okay, but I pretty much abandoned the material.
Oh, yeah.
And went to crowd.
Yes, yes. But they're all talking back with their mouths full. That was kind of gross, right?
Yeah, I was covered in ribs and cornbread.
Just rib sauce spittle.
Yeah, it was a little disgusting, actually. No, it was just, so that's Friday.
Okay.
That's Friday. Saturday, I got two shows. The first one is a roast. And the thing about a roast is you have no place to test the jokes.
Yeah.
Like because you can't go to an open mic and run through your material about Steve the plumber and his acid reflux. Nobody cares.
Right. Yeah. But his family will be roaring.
But that's the thing. You don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, you spend hours writing these jokes, and you get one time to do them.
Right.
And the one time is when they have to hit home.
Yeah.
It's not like what you see on TV when they're roasting famous people and everybody has the point of reference for the last one was Justin Bieber, the last big roast they did. Everybody knows who Justin Bieber is. If you can go to the comedy club and do jokes about Justin Bieber and see if they're working.
Yeah, of course.
Steve the Plumber jokes are not going to work in the comedy club.
Not very well.
Even if they're a great Steve the Plumber joke.
Yeah, well, you know, everybody loves Steve the Plumber, but I don't know if all your things are going to hit the mark.
Exactly.
That was
so there's no place to really do it. So it's very nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
But the good thing with the roast is I don't have to have it memorized because I got pages and pages upon this stuff. So I get there, And it was supposed to be inside. Now, the roast is now outside. On the stairs with a stiff breeze by a busy street with a running brook.
Oh, no.
Airplanes flying overhead.
Oh, no.
And kids.
Oh, no.
Walking in and out.
That's a lot of distracting noise.
It really is.
Yeah.
The gig should have sucked.
Yeah, it should have.
It went really well.
It did.
Yeah. I mean, you know, sometimes you're like, well, this shouldn't work at all. And it does. Comedy does not make sense.
Right.
Now, I had a second gig that night. And I was thinking to myself, I go, watch, the hard gig was the one I nail.
Yeah.
And the second gig. Yeah. I was watch my luck. So this is a gig for a friend of mine who's a comic. Good money. I hadn't worked for him before in this capacity as the headliner and everything. He wasn't going to be there. It was for a lacrosse team fundraiser in an Elks. And Joe brought up the last time we talked about these fundraisers, a lot of times is you're getting people that feel like they have to be there.
Yeah.
So it's not always the most captive audience.
Yeah.
So me and the other comic walk in, and the lady who's running it, like, do you guys know anything about lacrosse? I'm like, a little bit. Well, she goes, well, I got some information if you want to make jokes. So she proceeds to tell us that the lacrosse stick is made up of, like, the shaft, the head, you know, play with a lot of balls, that stuff. So basically everything's like a dick joke.
Yes.
But it just goes to show how little people know what we do.
Right.
Because they think we can just whip up some jokes.
I know, on the fly.
Just do a tight 10 on lacrosse. It doesn't, but people don't know.
I know. They don't understand what you do.
Exactly.
I got a joke that you can tell, and it's something that I got out of Reader's Digest.
But comedy's the only thing where people feel like they can do that.
I know.
I mean, you know the plumber's coming over. You know you don't know shit about plumbing.
Right.
You never sit there with the plumber in the toilet and go, you know, by the way, you should try this.
I know.
You don't do that.
Don't.
You go. You get out of their way and let them do the job that they're hired for.
Excuse me, but that's exactly what I was thinking about this douche that was yelling at James. Do you know sound engineering? You don't? Get to
But he may in. Have.
He may have. I didn't get to quiz him.
Right.
But same thing.
Comedy, it's all the time. And, you know, it's the same thing when people, like, will tell us street jokes after the show. You can use those. Can I? Thank you.
Yeah, I know.
I don't want to.
No, I know.
Now, this was a scenario where there was no tables on the dance floor. So it's a big, wide space, which is not ideal for comedy. You want people close to you. That's how comedy works. Intimate.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, you know, I suggest, I'm like, well, can you put some chairs on the dance floor?
Right.
No, we have a DJ coming after and we're not moving chairs. Okay.
Okay.
So now my thinking is this is why, I mean, a DJ's cool if you want it, but why have comedy and a DJ if the main event, which is the comedy, you're not going to do everything in your power to make it as good as possible. And unless the DJ is going to physically get people to come on the dance floor, some of them do.
Yeah.
At this point, I feel a DJ can be replaced by an MP3 player.
Absolutely.
I don't get the DJ anymore.
Yeah, the DJ used to be the guy that shows up and he brings the giant pair of sunglasses for people, drunken people to dance
around
with.
And they still have
with.
That.
Yeah, and the blow-up guitars.
And I get
stuff.
That.
Whee!
If the DJ's a character, I get that.
Yeah.
If
they're just going to stand there and play records?
I don't get that.
I don't either.
Because you can get everything you want for free on downloads.
Yep.
So, by the way, nobody danced, but... Whatever. So, all right.
No chairs in the air.
No. I've never been a huge enthusiast for DJs.
No.
It's never been something I go, well, they're really talented. That's just me, though. Yeah,
no, me too. I kind of think that it's a waste of profession. I don't understand how people get these reputations in these clubs as they're excellent DJs. They play records.
Yeah, they're playing other people's work.
See, boy, that's tough.
I don't get it. So, anyway, the first comic goes up, who I hired, and he starts with crowd work, and he's very successful with it.
Good.
And then he,
even though they're that far away, he's
yeah, because
them
we're out on the dance floor. You know, we walk out. We were supposed to be against the wall. You know, we're both pros.
Yeah.
You know, this guy headlines himself. I always try to bring a headliner with me to open.
Yeah.
So he's working them and everything, and that's going really well. And then he mixes in, goes into material, and, you know, the material, it wasn't bad. It went okay.
Yeah.
But, I know, I've seen the material hit a lot more.
Right.
So it's just one of those type of things, but it's not really out of the ordinary.
No.
So, so I go up there, and I probably start with the crowd work.
Mm-hmm.
probably because of what I've just seen, probably because of my experience of these gigs, probably also because of the roast,
yeah,
where,
right.
where there's like a lot of that, and it's going well.
Yeah.
It's going well. And I'm talking to this one guy, back and forth, and he comes in with, that's not what your mom said. And I'm always taken aback by that, because it's just so juvenile.
It is.
It's just like, really? I mean, I know to him, he thinks this is the ultimate thing.
Right.
And I maybe...
I zinged the comedian.
And the audience is like, ooh. And I'm just like, really? I said, really? We're going back to 1998? Because I don't even know how to entertain that. Because
no.
I don't want to do
we're
mom
gonna
jokes.
Do the dozens?
Yeah, know? That's what it's called. The
really?
Dozens. It doesn't appeal to me.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, kind of like, okay. You know, you kind of like roll the eyes and go, I'm not entertaining.
No.
I mean, I mean, and even, what are you going to do? Your mom's so fat, or, you know. Your mom's so disappointed she still wants to commit an abortion,
yep.
And you're 50. Wish I would have thought of that.
I know. Darn.
That kind of put a damper on it.
Look at you. I'll entertain people while you scribble that note down.
Yeah, next now,
time.
Now I'm the guy who's, oh, I should have said that. Now I'm that guy. Yeah. But I just don't. I mean, it's not the first time that's happened to me.
No, of course not.
But it's just like, it's always like so stomach. It's so base.
Really? Well, you know, I was saying, what was it? I don't know if it was last week, but I was just saying it annoys me when people are arguing with a woman and the first thing they do is say she's fat, because it's like, really? It's like such low-hanging fruit.
Right.
It's like such
just like
a cheap shot. Yeah.
See, and I said I don't do that, and then I did that last week.
And then you did it. Yeah, huddle.
I know. Huddle. Speaking of huddle, Joe's made his way in. Joe will be settling in a couple seconds. Take
yeah.
your time, Joe.
But the thing is that I hate when people go for the lowest common denominator like that.
And your mother is kind of the lowest common denominator.
It really is.
Well, I didn't mean it like that. That came
my
out,
mother? What?
That came out real. You know what, Pip Helix? Your mother is the lowest common denominator.
Oh, yeah. Well, your mother. Oh, no. Here we are doing
now
it.
Now we're doing
yeah.
it. Now I feel bad.
No, you
come
shouldn't.
Back to me next week, and I'll have something witty to say about it.
Yeah. In a month, I'll come up with a really witty retort.
Hi.
Hi, Joe.
Hey.
Sorry, I had to find my letter J.
And that will be the first words that Joe has said on the April 21st, 2015. Joe is warming up.
You know what? There's. I was just reading. I get this.
You know what, Joe? I should actually set up a separate table.
What?
For Joe, like when he comes in late like this, to just like practice for 5 minutes, get loose, stretch
what,
out.
What, stretch?
Yeah, you know, like you take a little BP before
no,
the
No, I've
show.
Heard I've heard enough. I got here in the nick of time. Low Spark of High Heel Boys, very good album. I'm surprised you never heard that album.
We're not
thank
doing
you.
Winwood anymore.
I understand that, but I'm bringing it up. It was a very good album.
I understand that, but we're not engaging
I
yet.
Understand that, but what
do
I'm just
you?
Telling
you. I don't think
I'm
you telling, do.
No, what I'm understanding, somebody's listening to the show, and I wanted to just put the input in on that, all right? Somebody's got to listen. So
I'm sure you're not the only one.
All right. But no, very, very good album. So I didn't catch in the car. So how did the rest of your gig go in the second show?
I'm talking about it now.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm
but
hanging
we,
on every word. So what happened?
We diverted because we were talking about the your mother jokes.
Joe, spit out the gum and settle and relax. We got a long time to go. Relax.
Yeah, he's gonna.
He seems like very annoyed.
I'm not annoyed.
Yeah.
Doesn't he seem a little annoyed?
I'm not annoyed.
I'm not annoyed. I feel like if there was a Winwood sound guy here,
I'm
he'd
excited.
Be yelling at
I've
him.
I've been listening to the show. I'm showing my enthusiasm. Even though I'm not here, I was listening to the show, and I'm showing my enthusiasm. I just brought up a couple of bullet points that I figured would be interesting on it. Okay? I left off with your story. I heard your story coming in. Very nice story on your end about your show. I'm hearing about your kid. I think you're going to clean
up. I
think you're going to clean up as a child kiddie star. Let me tell you something. He's going to make – he's a child kid. Like the guys in the Wiggles, they're laughing all the way to the bank. Stupid's going to be in a mansion.
I know,
in a
right?
Sport coat.
Yeah. He's true. He's right.
Well, that'll be the first. So if he's finally going to be right about something, I fully encourage this to be the thing he's right about.
Singing this old man, you know?
It'll
yeah,
be,
know.
And I'll dedicate it to you.
Okay.
There used to be a radio co-host I had when I was unsuccessful. This long-distance dedication, this old man, goes out to him as he's eating baked beans in his studio apartment right now.
I hate that bastard.
I hate him, but I love baked beans.
And I love this old man. We should play it on keyboard.
Now that I ate the baked, beans, I'm going to come over his place and fart like a circus elephant.
Yeah, like you'll ever get past the gated community.
I'll cinch his nostrils off. Nostril yeah. hairs.
Once I make it big, you don't get a shot, buddy. Enjoy enjoy me while you can.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Kevin made it big. I'm going to play with my toes now because I'm 99.
Yeah, like you're living to 99.
Like I'll be able to reach my toes when I'm 99.
That's true. Let me turn on the kitty show. There he is.
apparently he's a gold miner too when he's 99.
Yeah, that voice.
That's the old
I guess that
old
show's final career. He went from lumberjack to plumbing to radio
prospector.
To prospector.
Get off my claim, you varmint. Who is that in that little sports coat? Is that Devin? Get on up here, you varmint. So how you doing on that show there with them youngins? You're doing really good, right?
Not out of the realm of possibility.
No.
Out of some of the most absurd things we said, that's not one of them.
No.
I can see that happening.
That's the way this business works.
He won't have any teeth, so he'll be eating Jello as he says it, but I can see it happen.
No, he'll be the only guy prospecting in Queens, but he'll be out there with his, with his burrow.
Hit nothing but water means I'm getting wet lately. Found a train down there. They got trains under that ground. Tried to bring one up, damn got near electrocuted. I stay away now.
I look forward to old Alzheimer's homeless Joe. That's going
to
be an interesting
Do I
guy.
Have to be homeless?
No.
I think you're on that path.
Yeah.
all your belongings on the back of the burrow.
Yeah. It could be worse. Could be a shopping cart. You got a friend.
Yeah. Shopping carts can't talk and break.
A sidekick that, in his mind, sounds remarkably like Eddie Murphy.
Yeah. Donkey.
Oh,
the donkey.
I got it. I got it. Anyway. So there's this guy, another guy who's shouting out stuff. And he's been somewhat distracted. So I'm going back and
forth. Is he drunk?
I don't know.
Seem like it?
Oh, the shout-out guy. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, shout-out guy. Yeah, well.
You know, the first comic picked on him a little bit. You know, he's kind of weird.
Yeah, okay.
But
what kind of stuff is he shouting out?
I don't really remember.
Okay.
Just stuff that prompted me to do the retard voice. Which is not a voice I normally go to.
What? You like this? Kind of talking to him like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's not really a voice I bring into my act very often.
Mm. No, I bring it into my office every day, but well, go ahead.
So I'm going back at it before, and then he just like keeps going and everything. Then I go, I bet, because this is a lacrosse, you know, high school and everything. I go, I bet you're not even allowed around the school. I bet they got like a restraining order on you, like 20 feet away from the school. I go, I hope to God you didn't procreate. Please tell me you don't have kids.
Right.
And then his wife is sitting right there.
Uh-oh.
And I'm going, you can do better.
Oh.
I don't think that's too, to her.
Yeah, I know.
Meaning she could do better than him.
I know.
Always kiss ass to the wife.
Yeah, I know.
Usually works well.
Yeah.
Not on this occasion.
Yeah, no.
What happened?
You've gone too far.
You're filth.
You've crossed the line. You're a fucking asshole.
Oh, wow.
It's not funny. But. Never good when this happens on a show.
And this is the wife?
This is the wife.
I thought I was flashing back to me in Chicago.
Yes.
Are you sure you weren't talking to James?
I wasn't.
Okay.
So I go, well, I think it's funny because everybody's laughing.
Right.
You guys were laughing, right? Silence. I'm like, son
of
a bitch.
No.
Oh, no.
They abandoned
they
you.
They ran for the hills on stupid.
That never happens.
It just did.
Yeah. Because usually everybody rallies around the comic.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. This is all a fundraiser. They all know each other.
Uh-huh.
So they're kind of like, you're on your own, asshole.
Yes, yes. We have to live with these people.
Yeah.
You're going to go home.
But I think there was a lot of shock, too. Because this really came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's like, we're all having fun and games, right? You've gone too far!
It's kind of like, I made the reference a couple weeks ago in Animal House, when the white guys walk into the bar and the black band stops all of a sudden.
Yeah, and they're like, what? What?
It was kind of that.
Oh, I know that very unfortunate, really unfortunate feeling.
Yeah, this is a terrible, I'm in the middle of the dance floor, there's no place to hide. And now I realize, okay, well, I can't rally the troops around me because the troops fled like the Iraq army.
Yeah, everybody's just like, oh, time to get up to the bar and get a drink.
Yeah, I'm one stupid SEAL, and the Iraq army's like, yeah, we're out of here, see ya. Just nothing but turbans and guns behind me.
Dust.
Yeah, you know what? I'm not fighting ISIS by myself.
No.
So I just go, well, you know, I'm sorry, which is something I don't normally do.
Wait, Joe, are you marking this down, this date in time? We apologize.
How many minutes were you in?
I was probably halfway done. So I had a lot more ground to cover.
Wow, yeah.
I mean, I don't know what else I could have done at that moment. I'm sorry, and I retreated back further on the dance floor.
And did you say, your mother...
I didn't. I was bewildered because I was blindsided by this outburst.
I really would be taken aback.
Usually I can read people. I'm very good at reading people.
I know.
This was a book I'd never seen before.
It seemed like if I was sitting there at that show and I saw this happening to you, I'd be like dying.
It's a very uncomfortable feel. So
I would have just been hearing me going.
That would have been the only noise. It's Prospector Joe.
Well, I'm sorry.
Oh, you know what you just reminded me of? Did you guys ever see The Color Purple?
No.
Oh, there's this great
scene.
Was
that Oprah's movie?
We love
that movie.
Big fan.
Oh, no, there's this great scene.
For now.
Yes, love it. Can't get enough.
Oprah's character has been silent because she was beaten by a white woman for sassing at her. And all of a sudden, she saw these people in her family having a fight. And the girl, like, told the guy what's what. And all of a sudden, she goes, in the corner. And the old man in the family goes, well, the dead has arisen. And here's laughing.
Second segment. Settle down. Don't.
Sorry.
Second segment about the dead rising.
Oh, yes, that's true.
So, I went to material because I figured enough crowd work for now.
Yeah, really.
Well, but now I'm not just thinking material. I'm trying to think of what's my most generic, non-offensive, mm-hmm. non-partisan material.
Brought up Jesus.
There's not a lot.
No.
There's not
slim,
a
slim pickings.
So you started offending their religion.
No, I'd already done that.
And this was a lacrosse fundraiser.
Yeah.
God.
But I had already done, you know, they weren't really into the edgy stuff. Ugh. And more and more my stuff is edgy and current and everything. I don't got a lot of this generic garbage anymore in my act. At least not that I can remember. At least not that I could remember in this. Like,
you
better
find some quick.
Joe,
what do you got? You should have a plenty of it.
Joe, you know how
at least I never stopped a show dead like that.
No, you just had people yelling at you afterwards. I'm sure you stopped a show.
Never.
Joe,
well,
you don't take the chances I take.
You don't work the crowd.
You know how we talked about, like, some TV shows are just so uncomfortable because people make these stupid mistakes and the whole show is about, like, they lied and trying to squirm out of their life. Like, I Love Lucy is like that for me.
Yeah.
Like, just tell the truth to Ricky and we wouldn't be in this problem. And I'm sitting here squirming the same way I do when I watch I Love Lucy.
Lucy, what did you say to that wife?
Nothing. Wah!
Hey, Rick, I was running out of material. I know, Fred. What is he going to do?
So what did you do?
I did material.
And
I got him back.
Okay.
You got to remember, I've had the SWAT team stop one of my shows.
That was in Alabama.
And Stupid was there as a fight broke out. I know how to get a train wreck back. I mean, it's not easy to do.
No.
But I know how to.
Yeah.
You know, I follow Joe quite often, so I know how to get a show back to where it needs to go.
See, that's why I can't do this. I would start crying and run.
That's probably the smart thing to do. But I did not. But I stuck to the material, and then I went a little bit more with crowd work later, and I got him back. Got laughs and everything.
Right.
Everything was good.
Yeah.
So I'm talking to people come up to me afterwards. Oh, you know, we don't know what's wrong with her. That was really good. Bah, 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 bah. You know.
Oh, okay.
Where were you way back when?
Yeah, I know. Where
I'm thinking that. I was thinking that, but I get it. They all know each other.
I know. They can't say
anything. I get. They can't point the crazy among them. I get it.
Right.
In a comedy club, they can because they're not. They don't have to go to PTA meetings with her.
Right.
You know. And then she comes up to me.
Oh, no.
She grabs my arm.
No.
Yes. You're a real fucking asshole.
Oh, my God.
Ba, 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 ba.
Oh, my God.
Did you ask her why you thought you were an asshole when her husband wouldn't shut the fuck up?
Well, here's what I've learned with working with crazy.
Yeah.
There comes to a point where you don't interrogate crazy. Mm. You just let crazy rant. I had to learn that lesson. I used to try to combat crazy. Now I just let crazy go.
Joe, why is he looking at us like that?
You know, you can double back to crazy when crazy's back on their medication. But when crazy's in your face grabbing your arm, and quite frankly, I was surprised.
Yeah.
You know, and there's guys standing. So I see the husband walk by.
Uh-huh.
And I say, hey, we're all having fun. We're cool, right? He's like, no, you crossed the line. And I'm thinking, you know what? You're a pussy.
Yes.
You're a pussy right now.
Yeah.
You got your wife fighting your battles.
Uh-huh.
You can't fight him. She's doing it. You can make it cool. Be a fucking man. Get your broad away from me. Fucking step up. But you're such a henpecked pussy that you're going to say she's absolutely right. All right, and excuse yourself from any of this happening.
Well,
and I still don't know what the line is.
But wait, I know. I don't know what the line was, but...
Maybe they can have kids. Maybe there is a restriction. restraining order. I don't know.
Oh, true.
I don't.
Touched a nerve.
I did.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's like, why does that make him a pussy? Because she came up and she was saying her piece. It doesn't have. It's not like, oh, look, step aside, little lady. I'll do the arguing.
No,
here.
Because you know what? After she makes a big scene in the middle of the show,
yeah.
You talk to her after. She'll go, all right, enough.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Yeah.
Thank you. Or I wish you wouldn't have done that. But then when it's going on post show,
oh my god,
post show, and then you got a chance to make things cool.
Yeah,
and go. You know what? It's fine. Like, be a man about it.
Yeah.
Then when you then it's a little pussy.
No, but maybe he's not fine.
Well, he should be because he was an asshole.
All right, I got a question.
He doesn't know that.
I got a question.
He should.
I was walking to the car into here. What was he yelling? What was he yelling out?
I don't remember, but it was a lot of incoherent stuff.
Just incoherent stuff.
It's the only thing I could think of that would make me break into the retard voice. Because clearly it wasn't anything that I could respond to. Because usually I can work off stupidity.
But you know what? There's another thing, though. It's like maybe he... Well, I mean, maybe he is slow. But...
That's not my problem.
I know. But you know what? You will not know what it was that set it off, that you said the wrong thing.
But, I mean, that happens with just regular material. People will be laughing you 95% of the show.
Well, I mean, maybe he is slow. But...
That's not my problem.
I know. But you know what? You will not know what it was that set it off, that you said the wrong thing.
But, I mean, that happens with just regular material. People will be laughing you 95% of the show.